Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Almost a year to the day from when he was first reported missing, Gardaí still have no idea of the whereabouts or the fate of the missing schoolboy Kyron Dernan. Gardaí believe he's dead and they've renewed their appeal today for information. Well, Conor Lally, Irish Times crime and security editor, has covered the story extensively and he's on the line now. Good morning, Conor.
Good morning, Claire.
So here we are a year on from when this appeal was first made, and what are Gardaí saying today?
Well, essentially, Gardaí have reissued a public appeal for help in this particular case. Obviously, as you say, this is unsolved a year after the alarm was raised, but very worrying, a long time, over 3 years after Kyron was last seen alive. He would have been 6 years old then, and he would be turning 9 years old now. So Gardaí have essentially used the year anniversary of their inquiry starting to really appeal to the public for help. They believe that there are people out there, particularly in the, you know, Dundalk and Drogheda areas, that know what happened to Kyron, that have information that could unlock the case and that could lead them to Kyron's remains. So this appeal today is really aimed at them, and it's also aimed at anybody who resides in that area or otherwise would have known Kyron, just urging them, if they haven't come forward, to come forward so far. And the Gardaí, as well as that appeal, they're also outlining the kind of work that they've done over the last year, just to essentially reassure people that a very large-scale inquiry has been ongoing for the last 12 months and that that inquiry is as active now as it was when it started. So, for example, there are 29,500 hours of CCTV images that have been checked. There have been 570 separate tasks that have been undertaken by the Garda team working on the inquiry. Obviously, we've had two people arrested. We've had several properties in Dundalk and Drogheda searched. Some of those have been searched for 3 and 4 days at a time. So there has been a lot of work done. But I think one big concern is we had a big flurry of activity towards the end of last year, and really since then it's been quiet enough.
Mm-hmm. And given that all that work has been underway and it is ongoing, do the Gardaí believe that they're any closer to solving this case, or are they as much in the dark about Kyron's disappearance as they were when his disappearance was first reported?
I think they're really still in the dark on this. The inquiry began, as I say, at the end of last August, and essentially Tusla had been in contact with Kyron's family, and staff from Tusla were trying to see the boy. So they were trying to speak to him just for a welfare check. They made several efforts to see him, and when they weren't able to locate him, they informed a family member that they were going to go to An Garda Síochána and flag their concerns. Now, they did that at the end of August, and a family member also went to the Gardaí around that time. Now, that family member basically said that Kyron had been alive, towards the end of last August, but had then vanished. So the inquiry really started from that point. The guards carried out an inquiry for about 6 weeks or so. And then when they could find no trace of Kyron, they upgraded that to a homicide inquiry. And that would have been in the middle of last October. And really, that homicide inquiry has been underway ever since then. Now, the investigation work so far has really determined that there were clear signs that Kyron was alive up until May or June in 2022, and really they're focused in on June of 2022. He went to school in primary school in Dundalk. He was seen there around the end of the academic year in 2022, but really from around the June period, there are no new photographs posted of him online. There were even things like fast food orders to a particular house that's a property of interest in the Garda inquiry. And the number of meals being ordered reduces by one around June 2022. So Gardaí believe that that's the key time in their inquiries. But unfortunately, as we know now, the alarm wasn't raised and Kyron appears to have vanished. And nobody raised the alarm until August of last year. So that's a period, obviously, of over 2 years. And that is I suppose that two-year period, you can lose a lot of evidence. You know, leads that would normally be hot obviously go cold. But the big problem here is for the guards, they haven't found Kyron's remains. And without finding his remains, it's going to be very hard to solve the inquiry. Because in any homicide inquiry, once you have remains, you can carry out a post-mortem, you can get a cause of death, you can get a time of death. Generally, the remains of homicide victims are found in a particular location where they have been killed. There will be other evidence that can be gleaned from that scene. You can even do things like harvest all of the CCTV images that are recorded in that area and gradually just use that to build your picture of who was in the area at the time and what happened to the person. But unfortunately, because Karin's remains haven't been found, the guards don't have any of that evidence open to them. And still here we are now, well over 3 years after Karin was last seen alive. And we don't even have his remains yet. So that's the first basic part of any homicide inquiry. And that hasn't even been achieved as of yet. Mm-hmm. So I think there's a lot of work to be done here for the guards. And in answer to your question, I really don't think they're any closer to solving this particular tragic case.
Right. And also, you know, there are a lot of questions. And we heard about this when it first emerged a year ago. There's an awful lot of questions about why nobody seemed to notice or report that Kyron was missing after June of 2022. Isn't that right? And there are agencies, organisations and possibly individuals who have questions to answer.
Yeah, I mean, that is the really strikingly unusual feature of this case, that a six-year-old boy could be attending school, say, for example, in Dundalk around June, you know, May or June 2022, and then the child vanishes and the alarm isn't raised really until Tusla begin to carry out inquiries 2 years later. Now, look, one aspect of the case is that we understand that Kyron was going to transfer schools at the end of that 2022 academic year. So when he didn't go back to that school in Dundalk, it probably wouldn't have been unusual for the staff there that he hadn't come back. And, you know, that was one opportunity lost. Generally in child welfare cases, teachers or other staff at schools will often raise an inquiry very early on, which can help the Gardaí or, you know, other agencies in a welfare case. That didn't happen in this particular case. Another feature is that Kyron would have lived between various places in, you know, in the general Dundalk and Drogheda areas. He was even in B&B accommodation at one point, and I guess the fact that he was moving between several locations, maybe the people in each of those areas, when they didn't see Kyron for a while, they just assumed that he was elsewhere. So I guess it's the lifestyle here, the fact that he was going to change school anyway, that was the plan that was stated at the end of the 2022 academic year. All of those things conspired really to enable this boy to vanish and for the alarm not be raised for over 2 years. But it's a very, very unusual case in that sense.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we hope the progress is made. And the Gardaí are still seeking information, no matter how insignificant it might seem. You can contact Drogheda Garda Station on 041-987-4200 or the Garda Confidential line. And the number is 1-800-666-111 or any Garda station. Conor Lally, Irish Times Crime and Security Editor, thank you very much for being with us this morning.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.